Everyone, welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Mike Prasuta. We have your 2017 schedule to break down. But first, we want to mention our beloved chairman, Dan Rooney, who passed away, who back in the day for Commissioner Pete Rozelle used to actually construct the league schedule. 12 teams then, but he was the guy that used the dominoes, put it all together, venue conflicts, all of it. But that was one of his first league jobs.
Yeah, you know, whenever a team says, we'll show up, just tell us when and where. Well, somebody has to tell them. Dan Rooney, a big part of that. The games were all on television. He had his hand in that. The collective bargaining agreements that keep the players playing, he had a big hand in that. Pretty much, if you're talking about that leather ball that's blown up, not stuffed, Dan Rooney had a lot to do with your enjoyment of the NFL.
All right, well, we will miss him dearly as we move on to the 2017 season. So let's take a look at the full schedule for you. 8 games, then the bye week, then 8 games. So that's nicely split up at the first half, Prasuta. Some 1 o'clock games to start, only one primetime game. That would be week 8 against the Lions right before the bye. But then when you look at the second half, things get a little crazy.
They do, and they get a little daunting in the first half if you consider 4 of the first 6 on the road. But then that means that turns around. It eventually evens out. 3 of the last 4 at home, and I think that's a good position to be in. You got to play 8 at home and 8 on the road, but if you're going to bunch them up, I think anyway that it's nice to have a finishing kick where you're home almost all the time. I think that gives you your best chance to make some hay in the most important games at the end of the year.
And as you said, opening the season in Cleveland, finishing at home with Cleveland, and bookend with a lot of stuff in between.
Yeah, a lot of
primetime.
A lot of night football.
Not shocking. 5 is the maximum. Of course, the Steelers have 5 primetime games, so we can take a look at those. As we mentioned, the Lions, that's week 8, followed by a bye week 9. And then this is where it gets a little crazy. Week 11, Tennessee Titans at home at Heinz Field Thursday night.
Going to break out the black uniforms again?
I don't know.
The different black uniforms?
Color rush. Yeah, we'll have to find out. Yes.
I really like those.
Yes. And then we have week 12 against the Green Bay Packers. That is Sunday night. Week 13 at the Cincinnati Bengals. That is Monday night. Back home, week 14, hosting division rival, the Baltimore Ravens. That's another Sunday night. And even though it is not a primetime game, week 16 at the Houston Texans, played on Christmas Day. Not the night game, the 4:30 kick. That is the same as Christmas Day last year at home against the Ravens.
Ravens 8:30 at home. Mm-hmm. Wow, prime time at home against the Ravens. Who'd have thought?
No, I mean, did that work out well last year? I forget.
I think it did.
Yeah. So that's a look at the schedule. I mean, when you look at that back half, though, that's where it looks like it could be pretty grueling, in your opinion, right?
Yeah, but again, the home thing's big to me. You want, of course, get off to a good start so the second half means something. It's a little bit of a challenge at the Bears, at the Ravens, at the Chiefs, at the Browns, all between September the 10th. And October the 15th, but presumably you are at your healthiest at the start of the season. Of course, after the training camp the Steelers had last year, we should make no assumptions. But the Steelers under Mike Tomlin have traditionally gotten better as the season has gone along. And I keep fixating on those home games at the end, Missy. Chances are, if you're in a tight race, better to be home on the road than on the road. No?
You mean like that Week 15 matchup against the reigning Super Bowl champ New England Patriots?
Yeah, and Cleveland at the end. Who knows what the Browns are going to field this year, but if it would happen to be not that important a game as it wasn't a year ago, that
sure.
Also gives you a chance to do what you need to do in terms of getting your team ready for the postseason. So, hey, like I said, you got to play 8 on the road, you got to play 8 at home. Not bad considering, and ho, ho, ho to you for the second year
yeah,
in a row.
Early Merry Christmas. All right, that's a look at your 2017 Steelers schedule. I'm Missy Matthews. He's Mike Prasuta. Thanks for joining us.